Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Look, Americans are impatient people. So when you ask us to wait to celebrate Mexican Independence Day, which is September 16th, that's a lot of months. Why don't we just do it on Cinco de Mayo? Which is not Mexican Independence Day.
It is not.
Well, we party anyway. We're doing something a little less superficial this year. We want to help out Mexican-owned businesses. That's real independence. Financial independence.
I like it. Right? I like it a lot.
So do you know somebody that owns a Mexican-owned business? This could be anything. It could be accounting. It could be a restaurant. It could be whatever. Whatever business.
So all you have to do is go to theburtshow.com. And it's going to have a phone number there. That phone number is 404-954-1360. But don't worry. Don't be swerving all over the road trying to write it down right now. You can go to theburtshow.com. And you're going to fill out a quick form. And then you're going to leave us a voicemail gushing about your Mexican-owned business. Why you started it. Why you're passionate about it. And don't worry about making any flubs. We're going to edit it and play it on the air to highlight your Mexican-owned business in honor of Cinco de Mayo.
All the info up online right now at theburtshow.com. Is she being an a-hole for telling her future sister-in-law maybe how she really looks in her wedding dress is the question.
Here's what she wrote. My brother is getting married soon, and all of the family likes his fiance, and we really accepted her as part of the family, even though they had already only been dating for 2 years. They got engaged 4 months ago, and she was extremely excited and nervous about the dress in particular. She is like the kind of silly girl who loves weddings and that kind of stuff, so we expected it, to be honest. She asked some friends and close family to go with her to buy the dress. So we went to the store, and she each let us pick out a dress that we wanted her to try.
That's dangerous.
Most of my family picked big dresses, mainly because she's too thin, and we think a tight dress will make her look bad. Everyone in my family is kind of a big size, except my brother, who got into fitness at a young age, and a cousin who had anorexia, and it was so bad, trigger warning, it was so bad, she passed away from causes related to it. We have always been worried about our future sister-in-law's health, although she says she's just skinny and she's really healthy. Well, she was trying on the dresses, and one of her friends had picked a strapless siren cut dress. It was cute, but it looked bad on her. It made her look like she was sick and unhealthy. I just told her I didn't like it, and it didn't suit her personality. My family agreed with me, but her friends and family said she looked gorgeous with it. She changed into the next dress and so on, and she hadn't yet bought a dress because she wants to think about the options and which one she liked best. So we went out to eat yesterday, just me and her, and as I'm in charge of her wedding cake because I own a bakery, and we needed to talk about that anyway. We also chatted about other stuff, and at some point she asked me why I was so against some of the dresses she tried on the other day. I told her I just think she looks better with a big dress and it makes her look like a princess. She then told me she's thinking on buying the siren cut dress and asked me why does that kind of dress not make her look like a princess. I then told her quite honestly that they make her look too thin, like she's sick. She rolled her eyes and asked if it makes her look anorexic, to which I said, yeah, kind of. You look like our cousin who passed away's name in her prom dress. Then she went off on me, told me I was awful, and then left. She told my brother what happened, and he called to tell me off too. Am I the a-hole here? She asked me, and I answered honestly.
A little too honestly. And there are some things there that didn't need to be said.
Yeah.
Simple yes or no would have been good.
Yeah, I absolutely think she was the a-hole for being that brutally honest about how her body looked. And I get it, because I've been wedding dress shopping with a lot of my friends and my close family members. And I think at first she did the right thing, where she was like, you just look better in those. You should go with a cut that accentuates your body in this way. But to say that you look like your family member that passed away from anorexia, that crossed the line for me.
It was too harsh. I mean, to be fair, the sister-in-law asked repeatedly why, right? So she pushed her for an answer. But I think her response was, it went too far. And that is a bold statement to judge somebody. I know you have that one experience, but I think that experience is could potentially cloud your judgment with somebody else. And that might not even be remotely the case. She just may be naturally thin.
Yeah, I was going to say no until she compared it to, was it the sister-in-law that passed away?
The
cousin who passed away. That for me was going too far. I mean, I do think she was honest. I think she was asked for her honesty, so I don't think that part makes her the a-hole. But to compare to the cousin who passed away, to me, was just a bit too much.
All right, so on a more broad debate, like if you ask somebody for the truth, mm-hmm. right, and they give you too much truth, like we clearly went over the top on it, right? You don't know what their response is going to be, right? So while her heart might have been in the right place, it was just, how do you monitor how much honesty you want? You just don't know what that person's level of appropriate honesty is going to be.
There's actually a great comment that addresses that. This guy named Oliver Thulin says, honesty is overrated when honesty is just mean.
Mm.
So if it's going to be mean, even though it's honest, it's overrated, don't say it. But I don't think this chick's heart is in the right place.
No?
If you notice, she says, my whole family is bigger, except for my brother who got into fitness. I think there's some jealousy here. And I also think, as a overweight person who's been around fat people, like there are threads of like jealousy and sometimes hate for thin people because it's unfair and you can't attain that. So if somebody is super, super skinny, like you'll fall back on the, oh, you look anorexic. I really think she was being a mean girl.
Really?
I really think she was.
Yeah, I think people just need to realize the grass is brown everywhere. You know, like skinny people have something against people that are overweight. Overweight people are upset at skinny people. The grass is brown everywhere.
Everybody's unhappy.
Everybody's unhappy. Nobody's life is better. What were most of the responses?
That she's an awful person.
Okay.
Yeah, that she's really mean. I mean, I could not find one comment that spoke out in her favor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Burt Show.